Soccer supporters say the sport still is viable in the United States despite yesterday's announcement that the three-year-old Women's Professional Soccer League is shutting down. The decision ending the WUSA occurs just days before the U.S. begins hosting the 2003 Women's World Cup. Ironically, it was the World Cup tournament in 1999 that led to the creation of the WUSA. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Like many in this country, WUSA founder John Hendricks watched the 1999 Women's World Cup. He saw American player Brandi Chastain ripping off her jersey after scoring the championship-winning goal. He saw Mia Hamm become an athletic deity to millions of little girls. And he saw the potential for women's professional soccer in the United States.
You know, I was intoxicated by what I witnessed in the 1999 World Cup, and with all of the sponsorship surrounding that event, and just mistakenly assumed that that would flow over to the league.
Hendricks admitted yesterday the anticipated flow never was more than a trickle. The lack of corporate sponsors made it impossible to overcome a $20 million revenue shortfall.
One could blame it on the recession, where the nice-to-do kind of sponsorships are kind of tough to come by. But again, we think this women's sports movement is important enough that companies would respond and step up to the plate.
The fact that they didn't significantly in the league's first 3 years was enough reason for the WUSA's initial investors to shut down the league. Those investors, who pumped $100 million into the WUSA, included cable TV giants Comcast, Time Warner, and Cox Communications, businesses that are used to quicker returns and that expected more than last season's average game attendance of 6,600, the lowest figure in 3 years. But Soccer America magazine executive editor Mike Woitala thinks it was unfair to assume the league would succeed in such a short time.
There wasn't an Olympic soccer tournament for women until 1996. The women's college boom started in the 90s. You have now more women's soccer programs in the NCAA Division I than men's programs, and that only happened a few years ago. So to expect within a decade for this to lead to a profitable professional league, I think, was just very much over-optimistic.
Maybe for business people who should know better, but not for the legions of young soccer-playing girls who've only known the success of the last decade. Yesterday afternoon in Denver, the city's Washington Park was teeming with soccer kids. Denver wasn't one of the WUSA's eight cities. Still, 10-year-old Kara Timken and 11-year-old Beth Ferguson felt the loss.
I think that really stinks because, like, women never get any recognition in sports. Like, all the only sports you see on TV is men.
It upsets me mostly because Mia Hamm was, like, kind of like my star, and she was kind of like the person that got me into playing soccer, and just hurts me this year, fail.
Mia Hamm and her famous national teammates will have another chance to shine when the World Cup starts this weekend in Philadelphia. Soccer America's Mike Woitala doesn't think the WUSA's demise will cast a pall over the tournament, although he admits players may feel deflated knowing now that a scintillating World Cup performance doesn't guarantee success at the professional level. But being at the vanguard of a sports movement forces you to be positive, which might explain why several national team members sounded hopeful about their professional futures. The World Cup, they said, should generate more excitement and might interest new sponsors. That, said Mia Hamm, could enable a successor league to launch in 2005 or perhaps even earlier. Tom Goldman, NPR News.